I love the comments because it makes you think deeper every time somebody makes a comment. Somebody said, they said, so has this cube been hijacked? Or, I mean, has the simulation been hijacked? Well, imagine yourself in an elevator, a cube, but no door. Imagine yourself stuck in an elevator and there's no door. And you're saying, well, how did I get in the elevator? Those who split the matrix are mine. How did you get in the elevator? That's a question. That's a big question. I need to think about that. But you got birthed into the elevator. There's no door. And as you look at the elevator door, I mean the elevator wall, because now if you go get in the elevator and you look at the metal, stainless steel. So you look in the door, and if you really gaze upon the door, there's depth in the door. But I'm talking about an elevator without a door. But if you get in an average elevator and you look at the door when it shuts, you look at the door and you actually see depth in it. So imagine being in the elevator, a real worldwide elevator with no door. And everywhere you look, it's like that stainless steel. It's a reflection back, but you see the depth of it. It's like stuff starts to appear as you approach the door. Stuff is starting to appear. It's hard to explain what I mean, but imagine yourself in an elevator with no door, and the only way out is faith alone in Jesus alone. But the pride of man doesn't want to do that. And the unsaved, they don't understand faith. They walk by sight. They live by sight. It's all, they have to see something to believe it, you know. It's hard to remember what it was like before you got saved, but you can try to think back because you're a new creature. It's been so long. But you can try to think back and somebody says, you're saved by faith, not of works. And you're sitting there as an unsaved, and you're thinking, faith? What is faith? What do you mean I'm saved by faith? And you're looking around, you're seeing trees, you're seeing cars, you're seeing people, you're seeing stuff. And so you're seeing material stuff, and faith is not material. So your mind is blown that somebody says it's faith alone. What are they talking about, faith alone? Well, the reality is all these objects, they appear out of the spirit realm and they manifest in the material realm like quantum physics. It's kind of like quantum physics. Now, I had a question like, well, so if everything appears because you collapse the wave function by faith, how do they become solids? Like when I go to work, it's still there. It's still there. And it goes back to when you pile stuff up, like you take a bunch of rocks and you pile them up and there's a mound, right? And so just like you're trying to move, let's say you have a bad habit that you want to get rid of. You've created that pattern for so long it's hard to move. But when Jesus says, you can say to this mountain, move, and it'll be cast in the sea. And he also says some things only come out by prayer and fasting. So you want to move to the next level, right? You want to move to the next step. You've got to pile it up together. You've got to sew the pattern, create the pattern, and by faith, you apply it and you start working towards it. Even though you don't see it, you do it by faith and you start taking steps towards that. I proved it on my, I think I did upload the video, but I don't know if it's listed. It's in my investing playlist. So last month, 27 days ago, I said, I want to turn this 4 into a 5 by faith. And I started taking steps. And I said, I don't know how, I'm just doing it by faith. And the 4 turned to a 5. So from 4,000 to 5,000 in 30 days. Now, how did I do that? It's a miracle. Because I had faith. And then all of a sudden, I got bombarded with this thing called options, and I spent a whole week just watching videos every day. I didn't do any side gigs, I didn't do any side work. I just studied videos about options. And sure enough, it pushed me to the next level. it pushed me to the next level. Now, I didn't know that even the options were I heard people mention or something, but I thought it's too complicated and it's too risky, but it's really not. It's less risky than stocks. But anyway, long story short, I collapsed the wave function, and 27 days later, the 4 turned to a 5. And so now I want to turn the 5 into 50,000, 5,000 to 50,000 by next year, you know. And it might happen sooner than that, but because I said 30 days on that one video about a month ago, and it happened within 27 days. But I have to take steps to move towards that. Now, I know it can happen now because I actually understand how this compounded interest works, you know. It's really blowing my mind, really. I'm still just blown away by what I'm seeing here. No, I don't know why they don't tell us this in school. But anyway, back to what I was saying. So has the simulation been hijacked? They want to hijack it, but they live off of it. So how do you hijack something that you live off of? You eat and drink of the simulation. You're actually a part of it. There's a Doctor Who episode, and it's called Extremis. So this Doctor Who episode, Doctor Who and Bill and the other one, they realized they were in a simulation. They said, so we're not real. And Doctor Who said, no. And she started to disintegrate or something like that. And so the creature that created the simulation walked in, said, you're not real. You can't do anything. He said, well, you know, that's a good point, but I can send an email to the real Doctor Who. Because even though I'm a digital version of Doctor Who, I can still send an email to the real Doctor Who. And the creature looked at him like, what are you talking about? He pushed the button and sent an email to the real Doctor Who. The real Doctor Who got it on his phone or whatever. And so the plan that these creatures, these invisible creatures, were doing in the simulation got destroyed. I mean, that was one of the best episodes ever. It's called Extremis. I got to watch it again because there's a lot of stuff in that. So you're eating and drinking of the simulation, but the simulation is the natural, the flesh, the AI program, the flesh mind, but you can get out of the simulation by the spirit. The only way to see past the simulation is receive the Spirit of God into your heart by faith. And then you can see from, even though you're walking in it, you can see from outside looking in. So you can see it's a holographic story and you're playing out your character, your script, your personality, your part in the program, in the story. You're playing it out as a 3D vessel. You're eating and drinking of it. It follows. So they're trying to destroy the simulation, but they live off of it. So if they destroy the simulation, they destroy themselves. But they can't destroy the simulation because they're not in control of it. They're pieces. So the only way they could even destroy the simulation is destroy the whole earth. And that's what the Bible says. Jesus comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth. And so this is why this is why they put the mask. They don't want to see, if they get rid of the CO2, the trees quit growing. Have you noticed the trees are growing like crazy? If they get rid of the CO2, the trees quit growing. They're trying to destroy the earth, to destroy the simulation, because they think that they're stuck in this simulation repeat program forever, and they feel like somehow or another, and I'm sitting here trying to figure out why they think it's better to destroy it and die, because you're walking around in a dead, I mean, really, let's think about it. Your skin is dead, your fingernails are dead, Everything's dead down here. Debt, money system, all lies, delusions, hypocrisy, the insecurities of people, death, that people lose their health. Everything is dying around you. Even though there's growth, it's still dying. And there's a resurrection. The reason is because it's all based on the cross, the death, burial, and the resurrection. So the same spirit that raised Jesus from the dead will quicken your mortal body. So the only way to overcome the simulation is the Spirit of God. Because the simulation is a cycle repeat of the death, resurrection, death, resurrection, death, resurrection. They're tired of it. They don't want to die in the simulation, but they do want to die thinking they're going to escape. I'm sitting here thinking, why would they want to destroy the earth? Oh, the devil's deceived them. The devil's deceived them. They think if they destroy the earth, the devil's told them a lie. I don't know what the lie is. I don't know what the lie is, but the devil has told them that if they destroy the earth, they'll be something. That's the only... They believe a lie. Why would you just want to destroy the earth? And it goes back to the Tron movie. If you watch Tron 1 and Tron 2, but Tron 2 is really good. They're both good. But if you watch Tron 2, you see that he created this program to make a world, a digital world. So you got the spirit realm and you got the natural realm. So the natural realm is like in the Tron movies, like the DVD disc, you know. And so that image, that he made that a copy of himself, and that person went down into the digital. Well, he was a program anyway, so he just appeared. You know, he was a program. So he went down there, and I know I'm sounding kind of scatterbrained, but this is important. I'm trying to get all my points out. You get flooded with so many data points. So this creature that was created in the digital realm in the Tron movie was given the task of building it up. And the digital creature was a copy of the creator. He said, I did it at the very end. He said, I did what you told me. I did. I made it perfect. I made it perfect. He said, I know you did what I know. But that's not what it's about. And it always goes back to love and grace and truth and all that. But the legalist is work. You know, that's why they're perfectionists. The narcissist, the legalist, they always want it to be perfect. We want it to be perfect. We're going to try to create a utopia, perfection. Well, the only perfection's in Jesus. The natural realm is their pieces. It's pieces of the pie. Wholeness is in Christ. We have the earnest of the Spirit. We have a partial right now. So all the pieces of the pie are coming together to create a whole. And so the devil and the magician priest class, they want you in partiality. They want you in denominations. They want you separated from each other. They want you fighting. They want you in separation and worship the piece of the pie that you want to worship. They don't care what you worship, as long as it's not Jesus, instead of worshiping the whole, which is God. They want you worshiping parts, and your piece is cut off, so you tend to, so our human body, we tend, unsaved people tend to worship. So if they're a mathematician, they worship math. If they're a doctor, they worship doctor stuff. If they're a nurse, nurse stuff. If they're an architect, they worship buildings. Whatever you're doing, you know, like most of the unsaved women who've rejected Christ, they worship Mother Earth. Why? Because they're mothers. They think that men are evil. But the woman has teeth. She has to chew the food. She has fingernails. She has claws. She's just as evil as a man, but she don't want to admit it. I know I'm hitting a lot of data points, but here's the thing. Have they hijacked the simulation? No. Can they destroy the earth? Jesus comes back to destroy them that destroy the earth. They're trying their best to destroy the earth. So in a way, they are attempting to hijack it, but Jesus is not going to let them. And the very thing that they feed off of and eat off of and drink off of, they're a part of. And why would they want to destroy the earth? Because they believe the lie that the devil is trying to give them. See, they want to destroy the earth, but they want to go to Mars or the moon or somewhere. So as they destroy the earth, they can still... They're trying to hijack God's program. But Jesus, in Revelation, comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth. And time shall be no more. So time is the repeat. Time is your enemy in this program. This is wild stuff. This is deep. This is crazy. They're doing their best to hijack and destroy. And there's a movie about this. There's a movie about this. What was it? It's like a time travel movie. What was it? There was this, it was about a quantum computer. It was about a quantum computer, and this guy, it was called the holographic, it's a recent movie too. So they went in, the guy went in, he said, look, I'm a computer program. I can program this quantum computer and we can destroy the whole thing because it's all a simulation. He said, don't talk about this stuff right here. Let's go talk about somewhere else. So yeah, that's what they're trying to do. It's in the movies. That's what they're trying to do. But they, why would they, the very thing they live and breathe and eat and drink of, why would they want to destroy it? The only reason is because the devil's lied to them and they think that they're going to be able to escape the simulation that they feed off of, that they're a part of. And actually their flesh mind is a simulation. So they're just like the Tron series, where the programmer made a copy of himself in Tron, and the very thing that he was trying to perfect, and then he says, okay, you don't accept it, I'll try to destroy it. The guy went crazy. But he went crazy thinking he was not crazy. And so the guy sent his son out of the DVD. The Tron's, the real 3D programmer went down into 2D program. His son came down there to find him. And he was playing the games. You know, it's all a game. We're always on the dance floor. The black, white, and red is the dance floor. And it was the red versus blue game happening all the time, 24/7, 7 days a week. So he's playing the game. And his dad said, you got to go back and you got to send this woman back with you, because she's the prophet for what she's done down here. What can you imagine what she can do in the 3D world? This is crazy. It's so crazy. It's hard to believe. So all these movies they're writing, they're revealing that they want to destroy the earth. For some reason, they believe the lies of the devil. They think they can escape it by destroying it. And they have lost their ever-living mind. And it's just like the Master in Doctor Who. It's all the evil characters. They want to come and destroy the creation, thinking they're going to escape. And it's just delusion. It was in the Age of Ultron. Ultron said, man's going to destroy himself. So Ultron said, I'm just going to destroy man, destroy the whole world. And the Avengers fought against him, right? It's the same story happening in all these movies. It's the same stories happening over and over. Even in the Doctor Strange. So you had the lady who was the teacher, you know. And then her students rebelled against her. And they went to the dark side. And they joined up with the dark side to destroy the earth. And Doctor Strange went up there with the devil, and he had the time repeat, and he was fighting against the devil, and the devil just kept killing him every day. He said, I forget the guy's name, the devil's name in that part, Dormammu or something. Dormammu, I want to make a deal. And he killed him. Dormammu, I want to make a deal. Killed him. He just kept in the time loop, and the devil, the type of the devil, the typology, he said, what's going on here? He said, I'm willing to, to go through this he said, I got you trapped in a time loop. He said, let me out. No, I want to make a deal. Killed him. Killed him. Killed him. So the devil just kept killing him. He said, I want to make a deal. He said, no. I want to make a deal. He said, no. So finally, the devil said, okay, I'll make a deal. He said, leave Earth alone and don't come back. So all the movies, they want to destroy the Earth. The bad guy wants to destroy the Earth. The good guy saved the Earth. And everything repeats. We're in a... Every day is the same. Every day is the same. It's ridiculous. But you can use it for your advantage. Because every day is the same, you can use it for your advantage. You can use it for your advantage. Now listen. Every day is a repeat. It's the same. So you can sow seed today, and it's going to be a harvest tomorrow. You can sow good seed today, and I'm not talking about watermelon seed, but you could. I'm not talking about farm. I'm talking about your mind. You can sow good seed today and get a harvest. You can sow good seed in emotions, logic, intellect, learning. When I was learning options, I was having to go through a transformation process. I still don't know them like I should, but I know enough for now. But I had to die. I had to sacrifice. And I spent a week of just nothing but options and the terminology to move to that new state of being. And once you step into that new state, it's done. You've created a habit pattern. And you've got a harvest. Now, if you ask God to move you, okay, so you're in the simulation, right? So your thoughts are part of the simulation. Now, you're outside the simulation if you have the Spirit of God, but you're walking in it. So if your thoughts are spiritual thoughts, then you affect the simulation. So you have a desire, and so because you're connected to the simulation, Lord, I want to learn how to do options. So emails and notes and stuff just kept bombarding me about options. Because it follows, right? You're a part of the simulation. But when you have your mind outside of it by the Spirit, you kind of control the simulation. Now, this is the secret. This is the secret. Once you get saved, and they're not going to tell you this because they don't understand that. They don't understand. They think time is linear. Time is not linear. Time shall be no more. If that tells you, Jesus says time shall be no more. Time is a cycle. Yes, there's a line, there's lineage, but it's related to the lineage. So each father has a son, and it's a copy. But it repeats. What happened to the mother happens to the daughter. What happens to the father happens to the son. It's a repeat lineage, but it's a repeat cycle. A birthing cycle, a reproduction, a producing. Everything's a repeat. But you can sow into the cycle repeat seed and create a harvest. Now, this is real. And so once you have the Spirit of God is outside of time. And if you got the Spirit of God, your mind is outside of time. And that's why you can see, once you get the Spirit of God, if you really think about what I'm saying, you can see that it's just a repeat. Everything's a repeat. Yes, everything grows. Yes, it feels like it's a line. It feels like it's linear, but it's not. The only thing linear, well, the flesh creatures, they're not linear. They're going down. The spirit creatures are not linear. They're going up. It's exponential growth if you want it. But you got to want it. So, yes, we're all stuck in this loop. I understand, in the flesh, we're stuck in this loop. But in the spirit, you can use it for your advantage to grow spiritually, to seek God, to learn more about God and His Word, and to help the saints and get people saved. Because the program is really only one thing. Pro G Ram. Pro is four. G is Golgotha. Number seven, it is finished. Ram, the ram caught in the thicket. Jesus is the ram caught in the thicket. It's all about preaching the gospel down here. And that's what they hate, because they hate the gospel. They hate the saved people. and they want to just, God's program is giving out the gospel. It's a repeat story of Jesus and the cross. So pro-GRAM is what they hate, and they want to create their own program. So all these programmers, it doesn't matter if it's Linux, C++, it doesn't matter if it's Python, it doesn't matter if it's Ruby, it doesn't matter if it's the C programming, it doesn't matter what programming language it is, it's all rooted on the flesh versus the spirit, the zero and the one. So language is the same way. All languages, it doesn't matter, all languages are the same root. And if you understand that they're a part of the simulation trying to destroy the simulation, it follows whether they dig down into hell or whether they climb, try to climb up to heaven, God is there. They can't escape God. It follows. They're running from conviction of sin. They're running from the judgment of God. So they're so crazy they go delusional and they end up wanting to destroy the earth. They want to make you breathe your own carbon dioxide. They are so stupid, it's not even funny, because they go into these major delusions. They're so smart, but they're so stupid at the same time. It blows your mind. So back to the elevator. So you're in an elevator with no door. And when you look at the metal in an elevator, the stainless steel, and you look at it, you can actually see the depth. So when you're, because you're in a cube, it's a perspective. And so as you think on something, it starts to appear. Because it's a hologram. And it follows. Before you get saved, it follows like a horror show. After you get saved, you become a TI, a targeted individual. Before you get saved, God, the hound of heaven, is chasing you down with the Ten Commandments, saying you are a sinner. After you get saved, the world chases you down as a targeted individual. It turns into TI. From it to a TI, so you become a targeted individual, but before you got saved, God was targeting you. Now, after you get saved, the world targets you because you're not of them. It says that you don't run with them to the same excess of right, speaking evil of you. That's why they hate you, because you don't run with them. You're not a part of the hive. This is crazy. It's a crazy world. I'm not even... The reason I'm laughing is because... How do I explain 10, 20, 30 years of study in 5 minutes, and to explain how crazy these people are, that they want to destroy the earth and they yoke up with these demons and devils and they almost destroy the earth, and Jesus in Revelation, but Jesus comes back to stop them. They almost do it though, but that's what they're doing behind the scenes. It's not really, they want the ecumenical movement and the New World Order, yeah. But mainly, they want to destroy the earth. And they want to cut your head off if you're a believer. They want to cut off the head. This happens in homes. The mother-in-law, a lot of times, wants to cut the head off. So her daughter marries this man. He's saved to the uttermost. And the mother-in-law wants to cut off the head. And the mother-in-law wants to rule the roost. And the man's in the house, and he's scratching his head thinking, what's going on here? The mother-in-law don't even know she's a part of the hive. She's trying to cut off the head of Jesus, really. She hates Jesus. She don't hate the son-in-law. She hates Jesus because she's trying to cut off the head as a typology, as a fractal. Long story short, you either worship the creation, and notice those who worship the creation, they destroy them on their own self, and just like the Age of Ultron, man will destroy him on his own self. So just like they destroy their own self when they worship themselves, they will destroy the earth. Or you worship the Creator, and you do it God's way, and you take up your cross daily and you sacrifice and you reap the benefits, but you sacrifice at the same time and you prosper. You don't mind a little bit of work and sweat and tears, blood, sweat, and tears. You don't mind that, knowing that there's going to be a good outcome. And what they're trying to do is to make it so hard on you. They want to wear out, the Bible says they wear out the saints. They want to wear you out so that you lose hope. But you don't go by circumstances. You go by what the Word says. And so the harder they attack, the stronger we get. And we overcome because we're actually not from here. We're outside the system. So this system, all the game, there's no new game. All the games, they've already played them all. The narcissist, the Jezebel, they've already played all the games. There's no new game. The new game, there's no new game. And this is how you can win, because you know there's no new game, because everything's a repeat. And it's just, and we actually saw in 2020 that it went all the way back to 1918. It went back to 1960s. Everything's repeating over this year back to 100 years. It's all, they're trying, the devil's trying to find a way to get you to believe another lie, but the same lie, there's no new lie. They've told all the lies. And we know what they are. We know all their lies. The future faking. The materialism. Socialism. Communism. We know all the lies. We know them all. And so they can't, they're trying to get you to believe another lie to prop up the economy for another 10 years, because the only way this economy even exists, like John MacArthur said, is it only exists because it's a lie. If everybody started telling the truth, the whole economy would crash. It's a debt money system. It's all, so they got to get you to believe a lie to keep the economy going. Another, so they've already got a lie planned after 10 more years. This is real. These people are magician priest class, and get you to believe a lie, they build a house of lies and get you all hopeful, and then they pull the plug out and the whole house of cards falls and you're crashing and burning. You're saying, what's going on? It was all lies to begin with. And if there should be a lot of people waking up in 2020. If they're not, they're zombies for sure. If people are not waking up in 2020, they are zombies. This should be the year that millions wake up. But are they? Doesn't seem to be. It seems to be getting worse. Are they hijacking it? They're trying to. Are they able to destroy it? If Jesus didn't come back, I guess they could, but Jesus is going to come back and stop them. So yeah, they're trying to destroy the creation. Look, if Jesus says in his word, he comes back to destroy those that would destroy the earth, well, how would they destroy the earth if the earth was not, if the earth was insignificant to the whole universe? It's all lies, people. Think about it. If they're really going to create a black hole, if CERN is going to create a black hole, that could destroy the earth. If they got rid of the carbon dioxide, and if you really study Revelation, you'll see a word in there, the tribulation. It goes, the great tribulation is the great constriction. It's some kind of gas or some kind of, it's like a snake constricting your airflow. That's what's happening. The great tribulation is a great constriction. They're trying to destroy the earth. The church is going to be caught up. Then they're going to really realize they're probably going to have holograms. They're going to be, everybody's going to watch the two witnesses and the 144,000. And then they're going to be risen up. And then they're going to try to destroy the earth because they realize what they're in. And after the church is gone, there's nothing. The church is what, until he who letteth be taken out of the way, the church is what restrains the devil. the Antichrist. So when the Antichrist shows up on the scene after the church is gone, then he's really going to try to destroy the earth. And that's when Jesus comes back to fight them. And that's why they want the Star Wars program with digital lasers and all that stuff. They want to fight against God. They're trying to fight against God. They study that Bible more than the saved people. They know it's real. And they hate God and they want to fight against God and His elect. The Bible tells you that. That they, the kings of the earth are trying to fight against God and His elect. That's the plan. And they're trying to wear out the saints. Can they? They can't destroy the earth, but could they? If Jesus didn't come back? Yeah, I guess they could. Has it been hijacked? They're trying. But if you start to control your own thoughts and you bring every thought into captivity, they're going to have a problem with you because you're affecting the matrix. And you're the head and not the tail. And I've really experimented with this. If you really want somebody to appear or into your world or disappear out of your world, just think it. And they got to go away. They got to go away. Now you have to keep thinking it, because you've created a pattern. They've created a pattern. They'll show back up, but you keep thinking it, they'll eventually go away. If somebody's harassing you, keep thinking, go away, go away. I need you out of my world. Either God is going to move you or move them, you know. But if you really keep thinking, this person needs to get out of my eye gate. But you can also do that. People can appear that you think about. And so here's the deal. It's a strong pattern that's being sown into your mind through the media, through the news, the fear, the doubt, the worry. There's a strong pattern by your bloodline, your people around you, your friends. There's a strong pattern being sown into your mind. And the only way you're going to be able to see it is disconnect from them for a season. And then you'll realize you haven't been in control of your own thoughts. Other people have. And that makes you mad at first. And then you get to a point where I'm going to control my own thoughts in the spirit. And then you become the head and not the tail. They have to follow you. You don't follow them. And then you start to actually see the spirit realm is 10,000 million times more powerful than the natural realm, because you can just think it and it happens. That's the power of the spirit. Not by power, not by might, but by my spirit. It's real. And people hearing this for the first time, they won't believe it. They'll say, oh, that's sorcery. No, it's not sorcery. You're just using your brain. You're just thinking. You don't have to write it down. You just think it. And you create a pattern. It has to appear. Are you not greater than the in Christ? Are you not greater than the hologram? In the spirit, are you not greater than the natural? The natural is just, you know what? The natural is just a tool to birth. The natural realm is just a tool. It's just an AI program. For real, people, this is not even a joke. I wish I'd have known this 30 years ago. But I had to go through the birthing process just like everybody else.